Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And not just the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and happy Friday. I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
We spent all week talking about Eugene Jacques Bullard.
I mean, that's a pretty dreamy way to spend a week.
It really was. I mean, when people started asking us to do this episode, which it might have been before 2016, the earliest ones that are still in the inbox are from 2016. It really was like, here's a viral Facebook post about this black fighter pilot from World War I. And at first, I was really like, that post you gave me is all the information that I'm seeing. So it sounds cool, but don't know how that would work. And at that point, the book that I referenced that was specifically focused mostly on like his jazz age Paris life, that book already existed. It just wasn't coming up in the places that I was searching for it. And there's just way more information available about him now. I don't know if his unpublished memoir would ever be published. All I have read of it are passages that were quoted and other things about him from people who, you know, went to the archive where there's a copy of it and read it for themselves while working on a biography. But I kind of wonder what other bits in there besides his relationship with his wife might be a little not in alignment with what can be verified.
Historical record. Yeah.
This is not a reflection like this. That happens with memoirs almost across the board. Like anytime you're reading somebody's memoir, there's probably stuff in it that is either they remember it differently from how it really happened, or they're kind of putting the best light they can on something, or maybe the worst light they can on something. Like this is not unique to his memoir at all. But man, I'm curious about it.
I have a history crush on him. He's like everything you want in a person. He's interesting. He's resilient. He speaks a kajillion languages. So he's clearly smart and interesting. He punches racists and Nazis. Like this is the total package.
Punching racist was a big part of his. I didn't write about this in the episode at all just because it's totally speculative on my part. We've talked so many times on the show about the social expectations placed on Black people and the measures that Black people have had to take to try to keep themselves safe. And like that came up in our episode on Mamie Till Mobley and the murder of Emmett Till and like how she had talked to him about how to behave around white people with the hope that he would be safe. So I wonder or imagine that like his leaving the United States for Europe when he did, when he was still relatively young. I mean, he was into his teens, but he was not an adult yet. How that influenced his willingness to just fight back violently all the time.
Yeah.
because he had a passage that he sort of related a thing that his father had told them in this conversation that his father had that was like, if something happens to me, I want you to be good. And it was something along the lines of don't back down from a fight, but don't go looking for one either. And that seems to have been something that he
deeply internalized,
embodied. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. I bet you, like me, would like to use our imaginary time machine to go back in time and maybe, listen, I'm not a fan of violence, but slap around Dr. Edmund Gross a little.
Yeah. Like that.
Or at least like feed him a sneezer, like give him, you know, food I spit in. Don't spit in people's food.
Yeah.
That man is deplorable. What a mean natured snake of a weasel. I'm going to combine all kinds of commentary there.
There were other people in addition to him that we did not get into at all who were also part of handling the idea of white American troops and their proximity to Black people in France in World War One, and like a lot of people really concerned about how people were going to act if suddenly they were deployed next to a Black battalion. And oh, it was nauseating to read a lot of it.
Wow.
So yeah, that's a lot of the things that I read that were about Gross and what Gross did. And that Gross is, I'm assuming that's how he pronounced its name. It was spelled G-R-O-S. And I'm guessing it was pronounced like Gross, which makes it kind of a suitable name for somebody who just took such pains.
Accuracy.
But I kept finding people being like, yeah, it's not totally confirmed that he was the person who did this, but it does seem like he was the person who did this. And I'm like, are you just trying to cushion that possibility or what? Because there were just so many things that Bullard was denied or kept out of or whatever. And that guy just kept showing up over and over.
It's like every time I had read through it, but then every time we would get to his name or I would see it coming up as we were recording, it's like I had a fresh, like, visceral yuck response. Like, oh, that jerk again. You know? And it stinks that he kept recurring in Gene's life. Like, I have moved on to other things. Oh, here he is again.
Here he is again to maybe start another ambulance corps, which, I mean, was an important thing to do, but still. This episode also made me wish somehow I had a time machine so that I could have researched it before we took our trip to Paris back in 2019. Was that when we did that?
Yes.
Because we spent a lot of time walking around Montmartre.
We did indeed.
And that, you know, might have been nice to do with that additional bit of context.
I mean, the good news is Montmartre is still there. We can go back at some point and do it all over again. And
yeah.
Look for at least the spaces where where he would have been, even though like his building burned down and whatnot. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, any excuse to go to Paris. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, as soon as I got to the part where the minute he got to Paris, he was like, this is where I want to be. I was like, he and Holly are kindred spirits.
It's 100%. 100%. I was just like, yes, this is the history person of my dreams. Yeah. I would love to hang with him. Are you kidding? Like, the fact that he is he was such a chameleon in terms of like being able to turn his efforts to so many different vocations and do pretty well in all of them. Like, I like that he became a jazz drummer. And not only was he like, oh, yeah, I can get booked because people need a drummer so bad. But Zelly's also like, I also need you to like run this business for me. And he's like, oh, OK.
Yeah, he was also characterized as like good, but not great at most of the things that he tried. So he was like a good pilot, but not a great one, and a good drummer, but not a great one. And I was like, you keep saying that, just like the number of things that he tried to do professionally. I don't think it's reasonable to expect that he would have been great at all of them.
I love a jack of all trades story. I love it. He's a Renaissance man.
Yeah, I think probably of all the things that he tried, the thing he was probably the best at was like running that nightclub. Like that aspect of it seems to be where he had the most standout success versus being a boxer or a combat pilot or whatever, where it was more like he was pretty good.
And a spy.
And a spy.
Holy Moses. what a life. Like, that's the kind of life that if it were fiction, you'd be like, this is kind of a lot. You could, let's edit out part one of these jobs, please.
So, yeah, Eugene Bullard, he's great. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed doing this episode. Once again, happy Friday. Whatever's coming up for your weekend, I hope it's great. If it's not great, I hope there's at least like a moment of rest and peace for you. We'll have a brand new episode on Monday, Saturday Classic tomorrow, which is Saturday. And you can subscribe to our show on the iHeartRadio app, wherever else you like to get podcasts. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene! Gene Fodor!
Gene, was good!
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Hsu. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.